AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden is in Geneva ahead of tomorrow's summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul says the president has to make it clear to Putin that he will face consequences should there be more cyber attacks.
Otherwise, bad behavior will continue. And make no mistake, Mr. Putin is testing the resolve of President Biden in these attacks.
Thousands of Central California farmers could face water cutoffs this summer. State Water Resources Control Board notified about 6,600 farmers in the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta watershed of impending water unavailability that may continue until winter rains come. The state also has to ensure enough water to maintain populations of protected fish species in the rivers while keeping cities and communities from running out of water. Governor Gavin Newsom last month declared a drought emergency. The U.S. Drought Monitor says most of California's population is in areas suffering from extensive drought only a few years after emerging from the last prolonged drought. Congress is working on a measure setting June 19th as a national holiday. AP's Jackie Quinn has details.
Juneteenth is a holiday that commemorates June 19, 1865, when Union soldiers went to Galveston, Texas to tell the very last enslaved African Americans they were free, 2 years after the signing of the Emancipation Proclamation. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says making Juneteenth a federal holiday is a major step forward to recognize the wrongs of the past, but he says more must be done to ensure equal justice. One lawmaker who had questioned the cost of another paid holiday removed his objection. If the House votes yes, which is expected, Juneteenth would become the 12th federal holiday observed.
This is AP News. The AP has found that at least 1,900 U.S. military firearms were lost or stolen over the past 10 years. AP correspondent James Laporta.
It is a cardinal sin to lose a weapon. If one vanishes, an entire base can be shut down while there's a hunt for the gun. Investigative records obtained by the AP show troops sleeping on the job, unsecured buildings, inventories not completed, and missing or destroyed records.
Government records show pistols, machine guns, shotguns, and automatic assault rifles have vanished from armories, supply warehouses, Navy warships, firing ranges, and other military locations. Explosives were also lost or stolen, including armor-piercing grenades that ended up in an Atlanta backyard. The AP, using police investigative and court records, identified at least 8 instances in which 5 different stolen military firearms were used in a civilian shooting or other violent crime, and others were found on convicted felons. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.